Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington on this Wednesday, March 28th. Seems to have slowed down this month. It was moving fast, but now it's slowing down. We are pushing towards a very important day, though, and that, of course, is April Fool's Day. Well, no, I'm not talking about April 1st. I'm talking about April 15th, and I'm still struggling with my taxes. And it looks as though my accountant's got the paperwork ready, and I'm going to have to hand a big pile of money over to the IRS. I hate to do it, not only because I hate to hand that money over, of course, but because I realize that it's going to be put towards so many uncommonly evil purposes over which I have no control. But that's the way it goes. Folks, I am more than pleased tonight to say, as I always tell you, that I am brought to you this evening here on the Republic Broadcasting Network by a very special product called Headache Stay Gone. And, of course, you can check it out on the Internet at headachestaygone.com. That is the website of the people who make this product. Headachestaygone.com is the website. Well, folks, I want to tell you something. About an hour and a half ago, I had a headache. Now, of course, you can understand why I would have a headache. As I say, I was at the accountant's today. I was out bouncing around here, running around Capitol Hill. Lots of little things to keep me preoccupied. And you know, when I got back here this evening, I had a headache. In fact, it was, as Franklin Roosevelt said before he died, I had a terrific headache. But you know what I did? I got up, and I took 3 Headache Stay Gone pills. You know, folks, I had a glass of water, and I put my head back, and I want to tell you something. That headache left. I was able to lie back and take a very nice nap. Now, the thing is, there are a lot of you out there, and I know this, a lot of people out there have headaches on a regular basis. There are a lot of people that have headaches on a regular basis. So Headache Stay Gone has worked for me now, just knocking that headache right out almost instantaneously. So I'm glad to endorse it because it's a great product, and I encourage you to check it out on the Internet or give them a call at 1-800-327-0727. 1-800-327-0727. I can simply say it works. Well, we don't have any guests here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and I only have a few news items I want to go through with you over the next few minutes, and then we'll just go directly to your phone calls if you so choose to call in here. Of course, you know the number here. It's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Now, last night, just to remind you, or I should say just to let those who unfortunately may not have been listening in, we had a very interesting guest here, and that, of course, was Tex Mars. And, of course, his website is powerofprophecy.com. We were talking about a very interesting book called The Synagogue of Satan, which has just been released by Tex Mars, written by Mr. Andrew Hitchcock. And we also talked about Tex's book, Codex Magica, which is an exploration of some of the more, shall we say, offbeat aspects of power politics in America. When I say offbeat, I refer to the fact that there are a lot of strange forces at work in our world today. And we got a little bit of that last night in our discussion with Tex. Does any of you have any comments on what we talked about last night with Tex? I'd be interested in hearing it. In any case, this is Michael Collins Piper. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we are here courtesy of Headache Stay Gone. Stay tuned, folks.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm right here in Washington, D.C., courtesy of Headaches Day Gone. Of course, I am here in Washington, D.C., which is also the headquarters of American Free Press, and I was down at the American Free Press office today here on Capitol Hill and saw a very interesting article, which I think you'll definitely want to see in next week's issue of American Free Press. And when I say next week's issue, I mean the issue that goes to press tomorrow. And it's an exclusive interview by none other than Mark Glenn, who, of course, is very familiar to you regular listeners. Mark has a very interesting interview and story relating to a subject very near and dear to my heart and a subject that I know many of you are interested in. And that's the attack on the USS Liberty. But to see that interview, to read that story, you're going to have to check out the next issue of American Free Press. So if you're not a subscriber, you definitely need to be one. Of course, the American Free Press website is AmericanFreePress.net. Incidentally, I have to put in a plug here for my own website. Actually, it's not my own website. It's been up there for a while. And I have mentioned it here before, but AmericaFirstBooks.com has sponsored a website which makes available e-book versions of my various books. And you can go to AmericaFirstBooks.com, just like it sounds, or go to MichaelCollinsPiper.com, which is a subsidiary website of AmericaFirstBooks.com, and you'll find e-book versions of my various books, some reprints of some articles that I have written, and just a little bit of information about me if you don't already know about my background. So you can go to MichaelCollinsPiper.com, just like it sounds, and that'll direct you right to the pertinent website. Or check out AmericaFirstBooks.com, and not only will you find links to e-book versions of my books, that is, electronic books available over the Internet, or you also find access to other very, very interesting material. So when you have time to do that, please do. Well, folks, I cannot resist commenting on a couple things here today that kind of hit home with me as just one of your old plain down-home Americans. I saw this article in the Washington Post by one Ruth Marcus talking about Elizabeth Edwards, the wife of Senator John Edwards, the former Senator John Edwards from South Carolina. Or is he from North Carolina? I don't even know, folks. I guess it is North Carolina. In any case, the story goes on and on and on. This commentary goes on and on and on how just ain't it wonderful that John Edwards is still running for president and Elizabeth Edwards has got breast cancer that's come back and they've had a terrible life and now they have cancer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you know, this has been the standard commentary in all the press. You know, okay, folks, I'll tell you what. You know, I'm very sad for Mrs. Edwards. I'm very sad for anyone who has cancer. I'm very sad for anybody who has a terrible disease. It's a terrible thing. But I tell you, I find it very, very difficult to feel real bad for Mr. and Mrs. Edwards, particularly because of the fact that the Edwardses are very, 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 very wealthy attorneys. They're multimillionaires. They don't have to be strapped down to the control of the medical monopoly in this country, as so many Americans are. Now, we don't know. Mr. and Mrs. Edwards are probably not going to publicly reveal that Mrs. Edwards is all taking alternative therapies. We'll probably never hear if Mrs. Edwards flies down to Mexico or to some clinic in the Caribbean or off to Europe somewhere and gets treatments at some alternative clinic. But, you know, I think back to my own mother, who died a couple years ago now here. She had lymphoma, and frankly, folks, she was murdered by her doctors. She was chemotherapied to death. That is precisely what happened, folks. She did not die of lymphoma. She was chemotherapied to death, along with some additional treatments that were unnecessary. And as I say, she died of that. But in the course of my mother's treatment, I was suggesting to her the possibility that she fly not even to Mexico, ladies and gentlemen, or not to the Caribbean, but down to Texas, where there was an alternative clinic that had success in treating cancer patients. And you know what my poor mother said? She said, "How am I going to do that?" She said, "I can't afford that." My mother was living on roughly about $800 a month on a railroad pension. When you're living on an $800 a month pension, you can't do very much more than just live. Sometimes she would get $200 a month heating bills. Okay, you know, my mother died penniless. Well, you can say that's her fault. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But needless to say, my mother couldn't afford to fly down to even Texas. But here's John and Elizabeth Edwards, and everybody's bawling and moaning and crying and, you know, waving their hands and basically saying how wonderful it is. In a sense, they're saying this, folks, how wonderful it is that Mrs. Edwards has cancer and how brave they are. Well, I guarantee you, folks, there's a lot of other brave people around this country, I really feel, I hate to say this, I really feel that the Edwardses are really milking this for all it's worth. I really believe that, folks. They're milking it for political reasons. They're political animals. And, you know, for all we know, maybe they are getting alternative therapies, but I'll bet you, folks, if they are, they're not going to tell us about it. We had very interesting reports at the Spotlight back in the old days that when Ronald Reagan had cancer, he was getting alternative therapies on the sly. These, of course, are therapies that are generally outlawed in the United States. We know billionaire Armand Hammer got alternative therapies. Armand Hammer's own unofficial biographer contacted me some time ago because I had written a story in the Spotlight newspaper about alternative therapies that were utilized by Armand Hammer. So, you know, see, this is something the rich people can access them with no trouble. The poor folks, we are stuck at the hands of the medical establishment. Well, just my little angry comment there, folks. You know, and then another point, too, about another one of our politicians, Barack Obama. Everybody's flipping over Barack Obama. That is in the media. Everybody in the media. And you know, I'll tell you what. ABC's Claire Shipman said Barack Obama, with his fairy tale family, has personal charisma to spare. You know, I'm listening to this. Why does Barack Obama have a fairy tale family? What? Okay, so his father was from Kenya or Uganda or wherever the hell he was from. Okay, how many other thousands of people, millions of people, have fathers from Uganda? All the people in Uganda or Kenya or wherever again, I don't even know. I don't even care, frankly, folks. And his mother was an American who married this African fellow. There's been a lot of other American women who've married African men. What's a fairy tale about that? Why is that something so unique? Why is that something so special? My mother was a nice lady who married a nice fella. My father was only a railroad engineer. My mother was a housewife who worked part-time to help make ends meet. You know, why am I not from a fairy tale family? Point is, folks, they're trying to make Barack Obama out to be something particularly special, and he is no more special than anyone else, and yet this illustrates the power of the media to brainwash people, to tell people what they should and should not think. I mean, what the hell is a fairy tale family? A fairy tale family. Hell, if you want to talk about a fairy tale family, talk about the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. And by the way, the Rothschilds folks are Jewish. I heard that a big name commentator here on one of the independent networks, a big man from down in Texas, recently commented that he heard there were rumors that the Rothschilds were Jewish, and he said that he took a look at a picture of one of the Baron Rothschilds, and Baron Rothschild had red hair and blue eyes, and this big shot Texas commentator who's popular among the Patriots says, well, he sure doesn't look Jewish to me. Looks pretty Nordic to me. Well, I suppose this big shot commentator is now trying to suggest to us that it is just a rumor that the Rothschilds are Jewish, and maybe these evil Nazis and anti-Semites are spreading misinformation, and that really the Rothschilds are really non-Jews masquerading as Jews just to get the poor Jews in trouble. Well, no, yes. Yes, folks, the Rothschilds are Jewish. All right, we're going to go to a break here momentarily, and I'm going to go through one last news item of special interest to me, and I think it will be of interest to you. And then I'm going to comment on a brief little letter I received, which should amuse you. And then we are going to go to the telephones, and it's up to you to do the talking, folks, because I've done the talking now for the last 20 minutes and a few minutes more, and then it's your turn. This is Michael Collins Piper, very much alive and feeling much, much better thanks to Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. Check them out on the Internet at headachestaygone.com. Their number is 1-800-327-0727.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, I'm not sure if I mentioned this on Monday night. If I didn't, I should have, but if I did, it's worth repeating again because it's a very important story, especially to American Free Press, more particularly the staff of American Free Press, who used to work for the Spotlight newspaper. Well, in the Sunday Washington Post was an article reprinted from the Los Angeles Times. And I did some checking on the internet a couple days ago. I haven't checked today, but needless to say, this particular story, the details of this story, which is a story of national and international import, has not received the widespread distribution that it should. It should be all over the internet because it involves the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. It turns out, folks, that Howard St. John Hunt, what an unlikely name, Howard St. John Hunt and his brother David Hunt The sons of the late E. Howard Hunt are saying that their late father's recently published memoir contains lies. They say that privately, the senior Hunt confessed to his son several years ago, when he thought he was dying at that time, that he in fact did have advanced knowledge of the impending assassination of John F. Kennedy, that some high-ranking CIA people were involved in that assassination planning, and that they asked E. Howard Hunt to participate. Well, Hunt's son, Howard St. John, who goes by St. John for short, says that his father did not participate in the assassination conspiracy, according to his father, but that his father essentially wished it well, and that if St. John, the son's understanding is correct, the only reason his father didn't participate in the conspiracy was because he wanted to be able to say after the fact that he hadn't. However, twice during federal inquiries and twice during civil lawsuits, one of them, including the former Spotlight newspaper, of which I was then an employee, E. Howard Hunt swore under oath that he had nothing to do with the JFK assassination, that he bore JFK no ill will, that he had absolutely no knowledge about any plot within the CIA to kill President Kennedy, and that he was nowhere near Dallas at the time of the assassination, either before or at the time or afterward, until many, many years later, if I recall correctly. But needless to say, E. Howard Hunt's own sons are now saying that, in fact, such a conspiracy took place. They also say that Lyndon Johnson did, in fact, have advanced knowledge of the assassination, and that he was the prime mover of getting the assassination planning moved to Dallas rather than Miami, where the original plot was supposed to take place. Now, those of you who are familiar with JFK assassination research of any kind are familiar with the fact there were widespread rumors and allegations and other trends of thinking in that direction within people who have been researching the JFK assassination. That is, that there was something planned to happen in Miami, but that it was called off. Well, in any case, now the Hunt sons are contradicting their father's published book. Well, of course, this is a real vindication for anti-Zionist Jewish American attorney Mark Lane, the veteran JFK assassination researcher, who took a lot of grief, frankly, for daring to represent the Spotlight newspaper when the Spotlight was sued by E. Howard Hunt. Now, of course, the Spotlight, as you know, did not even say that Hunt was involved in the assassination, but we reported, based on an article by a former high-ranking CIA official from about the fourth level figure, Victor Marchetti, saying that the CIA was planning to basically throw Hunt to the wolves and say that, yes, he had been in Dallas. Well, needless to say, folks, we can't be certain that what Hunt told his sons is true, nor for that matter, really, can we actually be certain that his sons don't have their own agenda. But needless to say, the fact that the sons have contradicted their father's story relating to an issue of such national importance is very interesting because of the fact that it has not received the kind of distribution that it needs. People need to know this. People heard all about the release of Hunt's book, not to a great extent, obviously, but Hunt was an international figure as a consequence, particularly of the Watergate scandal. But this just goes to show you how stories that reflect badly upon the powers that be will be suppressed by the mass media in America. But needless to say, if you really want to know about the role of E. Howard Hunt and the circumstances linking him to the JFK assassination, you can read anti-Zionist attorney Mark Lane's book, Plausible Denial, or you can read my book, Final Judgment, which has quite a bit of analysis of the claims and counterclaims surrounding E. Howard Hunt's role in the JFK affair. But contrary to what Mr. Eric Huff Schmidt says, Mark Lane, the anti-Zionist attorney, is a truth seeker, and it looks like he brought out the truth about E. Howard Hunt and the JFK assassination. All right, folks, when we come back, we'll go to the phone. This is Michael Collins Piper.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Over the break, I was mentioning to my producer here, Marcus, that I saw an old horror film today that I hadn't seen in a long, long time. Late this afternoon, I had a little bit of time to sit down. I watched the old Robert Wise film, The Haunting. Classic horror film in which you never see a ghost or a goblin of any kind, but real classic spine-tingling terror. You know, my producer made the point. He says, if you really wanted to make a movie to scare people, you'd do a movie about George W. Bush. And folks, you know what? That's absolutely correct. Because, you know, you can turn on television and see all these horror movies. As I say, Stephen King had a movie about some giant spider from outer space living in a sewer up in a small town in Maine. But I'll tell you what, we got a real poisonous spider living right here in the White House in Washington, and what he does on a day-to-day basis is pretty scary, because what he's doing is not only killing people in Iraq, now he wants to kill people in Iran, and on top of that, of course, he's got his Patriot Act and all these other police state measures. You know, he can listen into your phone conversations, he can do anything he wants. And if he wants to clamp down in this country and say, well, this is for national security, well, then by God, we're going to do it. And he'll say that God directed him to do it. Now, that, ladies and gentlemen, is evil. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your president. Not mine, and probably not yours either, but that's the man we call the President of the United States. What a monster he is, right out of Stephen King. All right. Well, we've got Gene in Texas. Gene, what do you think?
Well, I am calling in to give my condolences to about your mom. I didn't know that your mom had died.
Oh.
I didn't know the circumstances, and my heart goes out to her, and I just want to let you know that.
I appreciate that, Gene. Yeah, my mother was a nice lady, and, you know, as I say, she's just as nice a lady as Elizabeth Edwards, and I'm sure Mrs. Edwards is a very nice lady, but I think if Elizabeth Edwards really wants to help out the American people, I think what she should do is say, hey, I'm a rich lady, and I can afford to go south of the border to get cancer treatment. And I think it's wrong that the average American has to go south of the border if they can afford it to get cancer treatment. And let's start looking into some of these alternative therapies. But you know what? If Mrs. Edwards does go south of the border, she's never going to tell it publicly.
Well, of course not.
No.
Yeah, like Steve McQueen, he went down there and got treatment and came back and died later. A lot of people saying that he might have been murdered after he got back to keep from telling about these alternate treatments down there even.
Well, you know, I tell you, one of the problems, I've heard this personally from people who are practitioners of, you know, alternative therapies, and you can find it anywhere in any commentary. A lot of times what happens is that people only turn to alternative therapies after they've already exhausted themselves, literally exhausted themselves physically and emotionally and financially with conventional therapies. And then by the time they get to the alternative therapies, they're on the verge of dying anyway. So then what happens is they go into the alternative clinics and die there, and then the medical establishment in this country blames it on the alternative clinics.
I shouldn't laugh, but
that's how it works.
Well, I don't think alternate therapies are a panacea for cancer in all cases. I think you have to catch a cancer in a certain time for even the alternatives to work.
Actually, there have been cases, and I remember the old Hoxie Clinic that originally had been down there in Texas, and they were forced south of the border. The Hoxie Clinic, to this day, was operating a few years ago south of the border. They took people who had been declared officially, for all intents and purposes, dead, practically dead. They took people and turned them around. And, of course, you know, it varies from patient to patient. But, you know, here's a woman, Mrs. Edwards, who has a golden opportunity. You know, everybody's always talking about health care and freedom of choice in health care and so forth, but they never talk about freedom of choice insofar as alternative therapies are concerned. And here's a woman who has the national spotlight on her, a woman who essentially, if you read the stories, they're saying that she's got incurable cancer and that the likelihood that she'll survive is unlikely. So here's her chance to make history and to really break open things for alternative medicine, and I don't think she's going to do it any more than Tony Snow, President Bush's White House spokesman, will do it. And I feel sorry for him. He's got cancer, and they say it's spread to his liver, and that ain't very healthy.
No, need to say. Didn't John Edwards make a lot of money suing cigarette companies for these people that got cancer smoking?
You know, to tell you the truth, I don't know the answer to that, but my memory of that is that he was more your conventional, and I don't mean this to be offensive to our attorney friends, but he was more your conventional ambulance chaser. He took companies tort cases where people had personal injury cases. I don't think he was involved in any of those cancer cases. In fact, it's highly unlikely that he would have been, for the very simple fact that he was an attorney from North Carolina, and I guarantee you the political establishment in North Carolina would never let him in the Senate if he had taken on tobacco companies.
Well, Michael, these people that you're, these evil people you talk about, like Bush Jr., and having this war, and all the people in his administration that were for this war, and all the soldiers and all the civilians that have been killed in the last 4 years, these people do not have a conscience. We have to understand there are people out there that con people out of their life savings. We have hideous murders in this country every year, many, many that are unsolved, but more being solved now with DNA, of course. But what I'm saying is that these people that do these evil crimes do not have a conscience. We have to understand there are people out there that do not have a conscience. And they can sleep like a baby and con somebody out of their life savings. They can sleep like a baby and murder people.
Well, you know, I think, I don't know if you heard the program here last night with Tex Mars. I mean, you know, what we talked about was, I guess, the real hardcore bottom line end of it all, and that is the fact that there are evil people out there,
right?
Many of whom actually do, you know, whether we believe in Satanism or not, whether we believe in, you know, witchcraft, whether we believe in people trying to sell their souls, whether people can sell their souls to the devil or not, there are people who do practice these things, and there is very, very strong evidence that there are people in high places who practice these things. So nothing, as I always say, is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to these. You know, my boss, Willis Cardo, always calls them matoids, criminals of high intelligence.
Well, the Bible says these people do exist. They existed when Christ Jesus was on the earth. Part of these people murdered him. And we have to understand that there are children, literal children of Satan the devil out here. But their influence that has permeated our society. We're not a Christian nation anymore. We're an immoral nation. We're seeing the result of that, not only in government, with our so-called political leaders, but we're seeing that in hideous murders that we have in this country every year, and we're seeing that in our political leaders having wars based on lies and being responsible for the deaths of over 3,000 soldiers now, of our soldiers, and no telling how many Iraqi civilians.
Well,
And that's just in recent times, much less in the last 100 years.
You know, I look in George Bush's eyes, and I see a vacant stare.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with his wife. Everybody says, "Oh, don't pick on Mrs. Bush. She just has to defend her husband." But no, I look in the eyes of George and Laura Bush, and I see very cold, vacant eyes, and those eyes scare me. I don't know what's inside those shells, those physical shells that we know as just to pick on George Bush. I don't know what's really inside there, but I'm not sure it qualifies as a human being. And I mean that in all sincerity. I'm not just being rhetorical. I don't think it's any secret that I don't like George W. Bush, but I am saying that I just think there's a little bit more to George W. Bush than meets the eye, to be redundant, I guess.
Well, you can talk to homicide detectives all over this country, Michael, and they will say the same thing about serial killers, that they have that dead, cold stare in their eyes. They do not have a conscience. And we have to understand that the President of the United States, George Bush Jr., is what I consider a serial murderer.
He has,
because of the deaths in Iraq, a civilian and military.
Gene, what can I say? I agree with you, and I think you know, maybe we've just put two and two together here and got the exact and logical answer, and that happens to be four. So, Gene, listen, thanks for your call, and I appreciate the comments of my mother.
I really am sorry to hear about her death and how she died, and I'm sorry that she could not get alternate treatment to maybe save her life.
She's a nice lady, and I know one thing. She never met George W. Bush, and she's never going to meet him because she's in heaven, and George W. Bush is going to hell right where he came from. So,
well,
all right, Gene.
We have to realize there is a hereafter. And that's what we have to think about, and not just this life.
Somebody should send George Bush a coal shovel for Christmas. All right, thanks, Gene.
Okay, sure, Mike, thank you.
All righty, let's go to Martin in Washington State. Martin, are you there?
I sure am.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay, and you?
I'm doing it. I took my headache stay gone, and I feel a lot better.
I've got three items that are related that I want to just go through real quick.
Sure, go ahead.
Talk about them. Since you just happened to mention American Free Press,
okay.
I don't know why. Anyway, on their website, the top article, Globalists Gather in Brussels.
Okay.
Brussels. America should impose a $1 per gallon increase in the gasoline tax as a penance for causing pollution. Don Deutsch, former head of the Central Intelligence Agency, told the Trilateral Commission's secret meeting here, and it's a Jim Tucker article. He usually gets things right.
Right.
Another item was, it came out a few days ago that the Gore Mansion uses something like 27 times as much electricity as the average American household.
Right.
And Gore's comment on that was, it's all right, I pay a carbon tax. I don't know if you caught that one or not.
I didn't know that. I'm glad he can afford to pay it.
But that's exactly what I'm saying. In other words, sure, the rich can go ahead and put as much carbon dioxide out as they want to because they've got the money to do it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the working stiff who has to drive to work and has to use gasoline, well, he doesn't fare so well.
That's right. We have to adjust, and the rich people can just keep on being rich and taking advantage of tax breaks and all sorts of funny little things that help them keep their money, and the rest of us can go to hell and also go right to the mailbox on April 14th and mail in our tax returns that rape us on an annual basis.
Or not.
Or,
anyway.
Yeah. Or not, yeah. That's right.
Okay. The other thing the third thing I wanted to mention is, have you heard about the program that was on the BBC about 2 weeks ago, The Great Global Warming Swindle?
I was going to say no, but now that I think I did hear something about it. Could you? I don't know. I guess my easy answer is no. Tell us about it.
Okay. Well, instead of that, just go to youtube.com and search for The Great Global Warming Swindle. There are quite a few, and occasionally you'll run into one that says currently not available. Keep clicking through them until you find one that plays.
Okay.
It's only an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay.
And
that's The Great Global Warming Swindle. Okay.
Yes. Also, for any geeks out there, you can find it on BitTorrent as a DivX file, and I did, and then transcoded it and burned it to a DVD. It's very well scientifically documented. And one of the things is that it's they've got the cause and effect backward. In other words, they're saying that an increase in carbon dioxide causes global warming. It's the other way around. Global warming causes an increase in carbon dioxide in the
That's
atmosphere.
It, yeah.
And if this is not in the program, but I'll use it as an analogy. Take a couple cans of pop out of the refrigerator and open one up, put it on the kitchen counter, open the other one, put it in the refrigerator. And a few hours later, take a swig of the one on the kitchen counter. It's pretty much flat. And the one out of the refrigerator still has quite a bit of fizz to it. Warm water gives up carbon dioxide. And given the volume of the oceans, it takes a few hundred years to warm them up. And where they came up with this is ice cores and vaporizing ice cores from various points and analyzing and finding out that the carbon dioxide increase showed up around 800 years after the warming started.
Okay.
And It's very well done. I really recommend it. It's not available anywhere unless you know how to get it.
Yeah, they're not going to give it an Academy Award.
No. And it really surprised me that the BBC put it out.
The BBC occasionally does some good things. They did some very good things, very good piece on the attack on the USS Liberty. But, you know, as you were talking about, you mentioned this article by Jim Tucker about the trilateral
right.
meeting. Very interesting. And then you went on to talk here about this global warming swindle. And, you know, it's interesting because I recall some years ago when Jim Tucker went to cover one of the Bilderberg meetings, this is just in the last few years, the whole global warming issue was brought up at Bilderberg. And, you know, this is another one of their control mechanisms that the international elite use to control us, you know, to say
right.
we've got to be controlled, you know, because we're harming the environment or we're harming this or harming that. So
can I stay on?
Yeah, please.
Break?
I was going to invite you to. Yeah, please stay on for the break here, which is coming up. This is Michael Collins Piper, and we've got Martin in Washington State aboard with us. Stay tuned for a little bit more here before we wrap it up.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to your real live horror show right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, where we talk about the real monsters in our society. Anyway, we have Martin from Washington State on board. Martin, yes, you were about to make another point there.
I want to mention a couple of other things that are in the great global warming swindle. One of them is that there's a tie-in between the people who are doing the scare story about CO2 and the push for more atomic power plants. And that comes... Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say this would make sense because when it all comes down to it, it comes down to power and profit. So go ahead there, yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing is, and it's right near the end of it, and I really hope you'll watch it. I hope a lot of people will watch it. Africa is supposed to deal with just alternative energy, wind and solar, and, of course, that means the oil stays in the ground for us.
Yeah, well, this is, you know, this is again, you know, it all comes back to it. I mean, you know, you cannot turn on television or listen to the radio, and, of course, I refer to the elite media's radio in this country, or open up any magazine or newspaper without constantly being hit with this concept of global warming. Now,
right.
You know,
and they ignore the medieval warm period, which was long before the fuels were being burned, and they ignore the Little Ice Age. The Earth, the myth of the stable climate, you know, and it's not a myth, it's a lie.
Yeah, well, you know, the way I look at it, I tell you, I'm as much of a conservationist as your average human being. You know, I believe in protecting the environment, but this use of the environment and things like this is all part and parcel of the effort to control resources. It's to control our lives, to make us march in lockstep. And while they're doing this, the people at the highest levels, they remain in control, they remain in charge. And they're the ones that make the profits, and they use scare tactics to control us. Just like I said here in the show the night before last, Zbigniew Brzezinski has said that this concept of the war on terror has been used to brainwash the American people. And this guy's no run-of-the-mill conspiracy theorist. This is the former national security advisor to an American president. And he's talking this way, and this is the whole thing. Whether it's in this issue of the environment or whether it's in, you know, the issue of energy, there's all of this mind control and brainwashing out there, you know, and that's why, thank God, there are independent media sources that get into alternative. Well, we have that right here with the Republic Broadcasting Network, and as you point out, the BBC did this. I mean, what are they going to say about the BBC, that the BBC is some sort of promoting conspiracy theories? I mean, the BBC has a pretty good reputation, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's done very low-key. It's not done as a conspiracy.
Right.
It's done, there is no scientific evidence for the global warming scare, and features good scientific people.
Yeah, I've seen some pretty, over the years, you know, I'm not much of a scientist myself, but I've seen some pretty sensible people talking some pretty sensible things about that topic, and it's enough to make you say, stop. Stop,
right.
Look, and listen.
Thank you very much
right,
for
Martin,
taking
yeah,
my
thanks
call.
Thanks for calling. Very interesting phone call. That's the Great Global Warming Swindle. Check it out.
I'm sure YouTube.
You can find it.
On YouTube.
On YouTube.
Yes.
Martin, thanks a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening in tonight. If you've got a headache, you know where to go. I told you where mine went, right down the tubes with Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. All right, folks, we'll see you here tomorrow night, God willing. Sorry to those we couldn't bring up tonight, but you know where we are. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a good evening, folks. Keep listening to RBN. Good programming ahead.
You got headaches?